Okay, so it looks like we're diving into some pretty intense stuff today.
Oh, yeah,
The
definitely.
great controversy. And specifically, we're looking at the preface from the 1911 edition.
Right, this is gonna be good.
This is a book, it seems, that really kind of gets at some of those big, almost like existential questions.
Absolutely, yeah. It kind of like goes right for the jugular, doesn't it?
And even just this preface alone, I mean, it's setting the stage for something pretty profound. What struck you as you were reading through it?
I think right away, it almost acknowledges that maybe you're coming to this book with with a sense of unease about the world, you know, like things aren't exactly peaches and cream out there.
No, there's definitely a sense of like, okay, something's not quite right.
Exactly. And the preface kind of leans into that. It's like, yeah, there's this struggle, this conflict between, you know, darkness and light, good and evil. We all feel it, right? It's like it's meeting you where you're at.
It's acknowledging that feeling of, whoa, things are messed up.
Right. Before it even really gets going.
And then it hits you with these like huge questions.
Oh yeah, the big ones.
Like, boom, right off the bat. How did this whole mess even begin?
Like, where did this great controversy, as it calls it, even come from?
And what's my part in all of this?
Like, what am I supposed to be doing? What's at stake here?
It's almost like it's forcing you to look in the mirror. Have you ever like sat down and actually thought about those questions?
Oh, all the time. And I think that's what makes this book so powerful. These are questions that have haunted like philosophers and theologians for centuries, you know?
It's true. And then it goes on to talk about history, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, like using history as a way to understand this whole great controversy idea.
And it starts with the fall of Jerusalem, which, I mean, talk about a city with a lot of baggage, right?
Yeah.
Religiously, historically.
I mean, yeah, a city steeped in so much significance, and then it rejects Jesus. Can you imagine like what that must have been like for people living through that?
Oh, the turmoil, the upheaval, like their whole world is changing.
Exactly. And it's almost like a mini version of this bigger, great controversy playing out, isn't it?
Like rejecting something good and true can lead to these huge consequences.
Absolutely. And the preface goes on, right? It doesn't stop there. It touches on other like pivotal moments throughout history, the early Christians, the persecution they faced, the rise of the Catholic Church, the Reformation, the whole revival of scripture. It's like it's weaving a tapestry of conflict and faith and the struggle for truth. Why do you think it focuses so much on history?
Well, I think it's trying to show that this controversy, this great controversy, isn't just some, abstract idea that theologians came up with.
Right, it's not just theoretical.
It's like it's been playing out for centuries. It's shaped civilizations, it's sparked revolutions, it's impacted like individual lives.
It's saying, hey, this is real. It's been happening for ages, and you're part of it, whether you know it or not.
You can't escape it. But then there's this really powerful message of hope that runs through the preface too.
Oh, yeah. Amidst all the darkness and the conflict, it's like there's this glimmer of something better.
Like a light at the end of the tunnel. It emphasizes that good ultimately is going to win.
Good will triumph over evil. Love conquers hate. Justice prevails. Like, don't lose heart. There's a reason to hope.
But it's not just about like passively waiting for that to happen.
Right. You're not just a bystander.
It's like it's saying we have a role to play.
You got to choose a side.
Like knowing that this controversy is real, where do you stand? What side are you on?
What do you believe in? It really makes you think about your values, your actions, everything. Like it's a call to stand up, to fight for what you think is right, to help make that better future a reality.
And that message has clearly resonated with people. I mean, look at how many editions this book has gone through, how many different languages it's been translated into.
It's reached people all over the world.
It's had a huge impact. And I think as you delve into the great controversy, it's really important to keep those big questions in mind.
Keep them front and center.
How do all these historical events that it talks about connect to this larger idea of the great controversy? What does it actually mean to choose a side? And where do you find hope in the midst of all this?
It's a journey, for sure, a journey worth taking.